choose of you is a story of the dark world set upon an isolated island on an isolated world. This island, which was named Hanandos, was made up of many small domains. In times past, each domain shared the wealth of its lands with its neighbors. Lofty mountains, fertile soil, and rustling trees. So similar were these domains that they were known as the Mirrorlands. Each land was a reflection of all the others. But alas, those days came to an end. The Mirrorlands had no more. Hanandos was not conquered from without, but from a dark place within. With the departure of the Elden Kindred and the powers of good, men tried to create their own magic, a power which related to the demons of myth. And with the unleashing of this power, the kingdoms began to crumble and fall. There were men who fought the dark ways, for they said the creatures of the dark world could never be controlled. Those who tried to master the dark powers were themselves the rakes of its malice. However, there were some who embraced it. The cruel Baron Norman Deliri was one. His wife, Baroness Helion, their executioner Grogro, were others. They are now a part of a circle of darkness. Three of the seven shades of the world. We'll be right back. They gathered upon the high moorland beside the spire, dark low where the wind howled beneath darkened skies. Their forms were tall, their features hidden behind shading cowls. Ropes rustled as they passed over entered ground. The spire was ancient, a shrine to the past bounding evil and devils. Casting its shadow lay the cold sacrifice stone, its surface smooth, its purpose round. The light began to fade into the west and Norman raised its arms. The seven circled the stone. They chanted. Hunch figures moved up the hillside like the rolling mist. Some scurrying, some crawling. Sharp nails embedded in bony fingers clutched up withered heather. Evil thoughts formed by evil minds twisted and contorted demon faces. They too formed a circle about the seven. The chant grew louder, slow and rhythmic, cold and deadly. The circle began to move. They danced around the stone and spire, and the seven. Louder grew the chant as the moved the demonic shapes, twisting, turning. Now beneath talon feet spurred into flames of hell. The circle began to close. Upon the slab of sacrifice, a huge wave of gained strength as a frenzy heightened, graceful, enchanting, flowing melodically to the rhythm of the rains. The rains in the rain of fire.
They wound their way across the moorlands at walking pace, the piper playing his flute melodically. Before him rode the mighty lords of the Harandos, behind the snaking lights of a thousand torches. Raymar raised his hand and the column halted. The piper fell silent. Raymar listened. Do you hear it? Distant chant drifted softly across the moors, a muffled whisper on an angry wind. Raymar winced.
The wraiths have their ring. Soon they will have the fire. They are calling, beckoning, soon she will come. They have the power not even Miriel may withstand. Even now, the queen is awakening.
Chorm bowed his head to look at Kreti. He was pointing into the mist. There, on a nearby hill, a flame flickered, caressing the earth with fire.
Onward, cried Raymar. Let us hope it is not too late.
As Raymar approached the circle, the flames leapt higher. He calmed his steed and raised his eyes above the inferno to look upon the spire. Colours rippled across its ancient stonework. It looked now as it had not looked for a thousand years. It laughed at him. It mocked him. For an instant, Raymar's courage wavered. Then he drew himself tall, and determination pierced his eyes. He spurred his mount onward. Thank you.
the sad burn.
Raymar covered his ears in dismay. He saw a clawed hand reach out in greeting. Then the fingers began to coil. Though Raymar was 10 paces distant, he could feel the icy grip of Nomar. As the world began to darken, he saw a wavering figure upon the sacrifice stone. Beautiful, enigmatic. Thank you.
As the flame subsided, Jorm entered the circle. He saw his father's broken body laying upon the charred earth. His face was a mixture of anguish and hatred. He pointed his sword with trembling hand to where the sun had fled the misted skies.
I will find you, no man. Be it the last thing I ever do, I will find you.
Your nightmare. Now.